Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca will speak to us this month about imaginary friends. For more information, please visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, kids and their imaginary friends. Do all kids have an imaginary friend?
No. All children do not have imaginary friends. They are particularly common within the ages of 3 years old to 11. But if you like, the statistics are very kind of all over the map. They say between 1 to 2/3 of kids by the age of 7 have had imaginary friends, but by no means not all children have them.
Okay. Should parents be worried if they have them or if they don't have them?
No, I think what's kind of a most helpful position to adopt for parents is really curiosity, if you like. Imaginary friends are not a point of concern from a psychological point of view. We agree that it's neither, extraordinary, and it doesn't necessarily mean something, but we don't exactly know why either, why some children do have imaginary friends and others don't. We do consider them to be a part of normal development, notably around social intelligence, and they could be due to the opportunity that some children have unstructured time alone to be able to invent imaginary friends, which is kind of not very common to have unstructured time by oneself.
Okay, yeah, you need the headspace to come up with the idea.
That's right.
In the first place.
Yeah.
So why do kids have imaginary friends?
So there are some basic psychological needs that are met. For example, children can then exercise certain skills if they have an imaginary friend who's a superhero, who's protective, who's flexible, adaptable. Also relatedness, because they have an imaginary friend who is always there, nurturing and protective. And autonomy. They have an imaginary friend that allows them to control and take independence from the adults around them who control their lives.
Okay. And now, parents, though, do they have to deal with the imaginary friend like they're a new family member? You know, the kid says, oh, but, Fred wants a plate of spaghetti as well.
Well, exactly. So it kind of depends on the degree to which the child is, has implicated their imaginary friend and is exercising, control on the actual external environment, in which case that it kind of depends on what's going on. One specific function, if you like, is to create in make-believe what children do not actually have, and that's notably total control between their thoughts and imagination and their own actions and those around others. So if you like, to get back to this question of spaghetti for the imaginary friend, I think it depends on, like, is it really annoying and imposing, every day, or is this kind of like a funny once in a while thing? It's going to depend on the parent and the child.
Okay, yeah. Rebecca, thanks for what you need. For more information, you can contact Rebecca at her website, cabinetweber.net, or of course you can listen to that episode and others in the series on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.